apart, and Three Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, June the 18th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please come inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time, back to a time of technological marvels. This week, we're celebrating the incredible innovations of the past that transformed society and inspired countless songs. From the exhilarating promise of flight to the groundbreaking impact of automobiles and the revolutionary advent of the telephone, these technological advancements left an indelible mark on the world and continue to influence us today. The early 1900s was a period of amazing technological progress. The invention and popularization of the automobile by pioneers like Henry Ford revolutionized personal transportation, making travel faster and more accessible. Meanwhile, the telephone, perfected by Alexander Graham Bell, fundamentally changed the way people communicated, shrinking distances and connecting loved ones like never before. Aviation also took to the skies with the Wright brothers' first successful flight in 1903, sparking dreams of human flight and opening up new possibilities for exploration and transportation. And of course, the phonograph was right there in the mix as a brand new technological marvel. Each of these innovations not only altered daily life, but also fueled the imagination of artists and musicians, leading to the creation of songs that celebrated these new wonders. And these wonders had a profound cultural impact, influencing music and society in multiple ways. Songs of the era often reflected the excitement and optimism that accompanied these advancements. For example, tunes like Come Take a Trip in My Airship captured the thrill of aviation, while the song In My Merry Oldsmobile celebrated the freedom and adventure of automobile travel. The telephone, a symbol of modern communication, featured prominently in songs that expressed the joy of staying connected despite physical distances. As we explore these musical gems today, we'll gain a deeper understanding of how technology inspired creativity and shaped the cultural landscape of the early 20th century. Our first song for today's exploration of technological marvels is Come Take a Trip in My Airship by J.W. Myers in 1904. This tune invites listeners on an imaginary journey through the skies, reflecting the early 20th century's burgeoning fascination with aviation. At a time when the concept of human flight was transitioning from fantasy to reality, this song captured the public's imagination and embodied the spirit of adventure that characterized the era. The lyrics, filled with whimsical imagery and a sense of wonder, offered an escape into the skies at a time when airplanes were still a marvel of modern engineering. The early 1900s were marked by significant advancements in aviation, of course, and it started with the Wright brothers' first successful flight in 1903. This breakthrough inspired a wave of interest and enthusiasm for flight, as inventors and dreamers alike began to envision a future where humans could soar through the skies. The fascination with flight extended beyond the realm of technology and into popular culture, with songs, stories, and artwork celebrating the possibilities of aviation. The song that we're about to play, Come Take a Trip in My Airship, is an example of how this fascination was reflected in the music of the time. The song itself captures the spirit of innovation and adventure that defined the early days of aviation. It had an upbeat melody and imaginative lyrics, and it transported listeners and transports listeners today to a world where airships drift gracefully among the clouds, offering a new perspective of the world below. The sense of freedom and excitement conveyed in the song resonates with the broader cultural optimism of the era, as people embraced new technologies and the opportunities they presented. As we listen to the song, let's enjoy a charming piece of musical history, but also gain insight into the dreams and aspirations that fueled the early pioneers of flight. Let's take a short break from our musical journey, and I'd like to introduce you at this time to our wonderful sponsor, Skeleton Brew Coffee. If you are a coffee enthusiast like me, you'll appreciate the dedication and quality that goes into every batch of coffee they produce. Skeleton Brew offers only 6 different roasts, but they range from light to dark, ensuring that there's something to satisfy everyone's taste. Whether you prefer the bright, fruity notes of a light roast or the rich, robust flavors of a more dark roast, Skeleton Brew has you covered. What sets Skeleton Brew apart is their commitment to quality and freshness. Each batch of coffee is roasted in small quantities and only after an order is placed, guaranteeing that you receive the freshest coffee possible. This approach not only enhances the flavor, but also ensures that every cup you brew is a delightful experience. Plus, all their coffee is fair trade, so you can enjoy your favorite brew knowing that the farmers who grow the beans are treated and compensated fairly. Additionally, Skeleton Brew Coffee is dedicated to giving back to the community. 10% of all purchases are donated to nonprofit arts organizations, supporting creativity and culture. So not only are you indulging in a superior coffee experience, but you're also contributing to a worthy cause. To learn more and place your order, visit Skeleton Brew Coffee at https://skeletonbrew.coffee. Our second song for today is the iconic Casey Jones, performed by Billy Murray and the American Quartet, recorded in 1910. This song tells the tale of the legendary railroad engineer Casey Jones, who became a folk hero for his bravery and dedication. The song was written by Eddie Newton and T. Lawrence Siebert and quickly became popular, resonating with audiences who admired the heroism and spirit of the American railroads. With its catchy melody and compelling narrative, Casey Jones remains a classic piece of Americana, capturing the essence of an era when railroads were still the lifeblood of the nation. Casey Jones, whose real name was John Luther Jones, was a locomotive engineer known for his exceptional skill and unwavering commitment to his job. On April 30, 1900, while driving his Illinois Central train, Jones collided with a stalled freight train near Vaughan, Mississippi. Despite the impending disaster, Jones stayed at the controls trying to slow down the train and save his passengers. And although he lost his life in the accident, his efforts minimized the casualties, earning him posthumous fame and the moniker the Brave Engineer. The song Casey Jones immortalizes his heroics, celebrating his dedication and the ultimate sacrifice he made in the line of duty. The railroads were one of the greatest technological marvels of the 19th and early 20th centuries, revolutionizing transportation and commerce in America. They connected distant regions, facilitated the movement of goods and people, and played a crucial role in the country's economic expansion. Railroads symbolized progress and the pioneering spirit, embodying the dreams and aspirations of a growing nation. Casey Jones reflects this significance, portraying the railroad engineer as a heroic figure who epitomized the courage and resilience required to tame the iron horse.
Come all you rounders if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was a rounder's name. On a 6-8 wheeler boy, he won his fame. The caller called Casey at 4:30, kissed his wife at the station door, mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand, and he took his farewell trip to that promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin and he took his farewell trip to that promised land. Put in your water and shovel in your coal. Put your head out the window, watch the drivers roll. I'll run her till she leaves the rail, 'cause I'm 8 hours late with that western mail. He looked at his watch and the watch was slow. He looked at the water and the water was low. He turned to the fireman and he said, we are going to reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones is going to reach Frisco. Casey Jones, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones, gonna reach Frisco, we're gonna reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey pulled up that Reno hill, suited for the crossing with an awful thrill. The switchman knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. He pulled up within 2 miles of the place. Number 4 stared him right in the face. He turned to the fireman and said, boy, you better jump, for there's 2 locomotives that are going to bump. Casey Jones, 2 locomotives, Casey Jones, that are going to bump. Casey Jones, 2 locomotives, there's 2 locomotives that are going to bump. Casey said just before he died, there's 2 more roads that I'd like to ride. The fireman said, what can they be? He said the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Mrs. Jones sat on her bed a sign, just received a message that Casey was dying. Said, go to bed, children, and hush your crying, 'cause you got another papa on the Salt Lake line. Mrs. Casey Jones. Got another papa, Mrs. Casey Jones, on the Salt Lake line, Mrs. Casey Jones. Got another papa, you got another papa on the Salt Lake line.
Let's take one more brief intermission to talk about something close to my heart here at 3Tune Tuesday, our very own Blind Skeleton. If you're passionate about all things vintage, then Blind Skeleton is your go-to source for a treasure trove of fascinating content, from in-depth vintage camera reviews to insightful blog posts about classic entertainment. We cover it all. Whether you're interested in exploring the history of vintage record labels, learning about iconic musicians of the past, or delving into reviews of timeless movies, Blind Skeleton has something for every lover of the vintage. And that's not all. Our podcast that you're listening to right now is available on Apple Podcasts and Fountain app now, so you can enjoy our nostalgic journeys wherever you go. By subscribing and tuning in, you know, you not only get to enjoy episodes like this one, but you also get to support our mission to keep the magic of vintage entertainment alive. Plus, don't forget to follow us on social media for the latest updates, content, and more. We're active on a variety of social media platforms such as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Mastodon, where we share fascinating tidbits and engage with our wonderful community of vintage enthusiasts. If you are on social media, hunt us down on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or Mastodon and catch our new Song of the Day, where every day we bring you a new song released on that day, sometime prior to 1924. So take a moment to visit our website at blindskeleton.one and immerse yourself in the world of vintage cameras, music, movies, and more. Your support and engagement mean the world to us, and we can't wait to continue this journey through the past with you. Our final song for today's episode is Over There, performed by Nora Bays and recorded in 1917. This iconic World War I anthem was written by George M. Cohan and became one of the most famous patriotic songs of its time and all time. Over There was a rallying cry for American troops and citizens, encouraging support for the war effort and boosting morale. Nora Bays, a popular vaudeville performer, brought the song to life with her powerful and emotive rendition, making it a defining soundtrack of the era. The song, of course, had a catchy melody, and its lyrics resonated deeply with the American public. World War I was, in addition to being a horrific experience, also a period of rapid technological advancements, particularly in communication and, sadly, warfare. The war saw the introduction of new technologies such as tanks, machine guns, and chemical warfare, which drastically changed the nature of combat. Communication also evolved, with advancements in radio technology and field telephones improving coordination and strategy on the battlefield. These technological innovations played a crucial role in the war's outcome and had a lasting impact on military tactics and civilian life. Over There encapsulates the spirit of this transformative period, reflecting the technological progress and the heightened sense of national unity and purpose. The patriotic message of Over There had a significant impact on American morale during the war. The song encouraged young men to enlist and fight for their country, while also fostering a sense of solidarity and pride among those on the home front. Its optimistic and spirited tone provided comfort and inspiration during a time of uncertainty and upheaval. Nora Bays' performance of Over There not only entertained, but also served as a powerful tool for rallying support and boosting confidence in the American war effort.
Johnny, get your gun, take it on the run.
brings us to the end of the show for the day. Thank you for joining me on this nostalgic journey through the technological marvels of the early 20th century. Today, we've explored how innovations like aviation, railroads, and wartime communication were celebrated and immortalized in music. From the whimsical Come Take a Trip in My Airship, to the heroic tale of Casey Jones, and finally the patriotic anthem Over There, we've witnessed how these technological advancements captured the imagination and spirit of an era. As we wrap up this episode, I hope these songs not only entertained, but also provided a deeper appreciation for the remarkable progress and cultural shifts of the early 1900s. Each tune, recorded in an analog fashion as well in the early 1900s, offers a unique window into the past, reflecting the hopes, dreams, and realities of the time. These melodies remind us of the incredible impact that technology has had on our lives, and how they continue to inspire creativity and innovation. I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Three Tune Tuesday, where we'll delve into some more musical treasures and historical gems. Until then, keep exploring, keep imagining, and keep the music playing. This is Bonaparte, signing off with heartfelt gratitude and a nostalgic farewell.